Listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
They say the sun and a shiny world, but there is some people world you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah. That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. I've been on my own, but we ain't never left alone.
You've got it logged and loaded to the Tuesday, September 3rd edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, we are being brought to you in part by the following sponsors: Burger King America, Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minutes Live, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. And you know, afternoon, everybody. Happy Tuesday. And you know, I'd like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Got a little FYI for you. Don't forget, it is the final week to help Guardian Radio and AML raise funds for much-needed snacks in our second annual back-to-school snackathon. You can help us all surpass last year's total by making a donation at the register of all Solomon's Fresh Markets and Cost-Right locations in both Nassau and Freeport. Join your Guardian Radio 96.9 FM at Fresh Market Harbor Bay from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. this Thursday for our live snackathon broadcast. Meet your Guardian Radio 96.9 FM personalities and assist us in beating last year's total funds raised in our snackathon. So y'all come out there. And y'all support the thing. And come on out there and make sure, you know, free up some of y'all who I know coming out of Fresh Market. And do the right thing. Yeah, so when you see me, make sure I just donate properly. Because we're pushing for a great goal. All right? And finally, if you have a Japanese import vehicle and you're no longer able to listen to radio shows, radio news talk, and music content on Guardian Radio and your other favorite stations, well, hey. The Hit Spot is offering a $79.99 special, VAT included. That's right, $79.99. And that includes your band extender equipment and installation during the month of September. All right? So remember, it's the Hit Spot. It's the band extenders, the equipment, and the installation, only $79.99 during the month of September. And if you mention this ad, you heard it right here on Talking Heads on Guardian Radio, you're going to get a further discounted rate. So be sure to get that hookup. All right? So, like I said, I always like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And we got lots to talk about on this Tuesday. Some very sad news. It's very, you know, the headlines just across the board. Don't forget, it is Tuesday. We'll be chiming in with Grand Bahama Live. Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper will be chiming in on the flip side of the break. And don't forget, we got that awesome supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. So be sure to check them out. All right? And get the coffee, spend the money, like I always tell you, okay? All right, now that we've got all of that out of the way, okay, I'll remember that. But people just text me like, boom, boom. You're all quick, boy. All right. So, like I said, we got lots to talk about. Lots. Across the whole spectrum, you know, gambit. And like I said, we will be chiming in. We will be talking with Sarah and Darren on the flip side of the break. But before I get to that, let's get up into the headlines. Well, if you have no headlines, if you want to chime in and you want to be a talking head, well, here's how you do it.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, wide open right now, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969, and of course, stream us live, take us wherever you want. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, with that being said, let's have a look at the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And be sure to check out Fine Threads. Like I say, they got big things going on. First and foremost, check them out online, finethreads.com. And in addition to that, you know, don't forget, it's all about back to university. It's the big summer sale at both Fine Thread locations, Top of the Hill Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location, up to 40% off selected items while supplies last. Shorts, jeans, all right, casual shoes, they got it going on for you at both Fine Thread locations, and be sure to take advantage of their Back to University summer sale, all right? 40% off while supplies last. Be sure to check them out at both locations, Fine Threads, Top of Hill Mackey Street, the flagship store, the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. All right. Very sad news here. Three brothers killed in crash. Victims were mother's only sons. And my heart and my thoughts and my prayers and that of my wife, MJ, as well, go out to the Christie family. Philip Christie, D'Angelo Christie, Philip Christie. Philip McCarron and Philip DiCaprio Christie. So there's no confusion. My God, my thoughts and prayers go out to that family and to the friends. There, but for the grace of God, go you or I as a parent. Keep them in your thoughts and in your prayers. But very sad news. Story by Kendia Danes. Three brothers, all in their 20s, died early Monday in a car crash on Somalo Butler Highway in New Providence. Police identified the brothers as Philip McCarron Christie, 24, Philip DiCaprio Christie, 23, and D'Angelo Christie, 20. They were their mother's only sons and had moved to New Providence from North Andrews, where they were raised for better opportunities, according to family. Shortly after 2 a.m., police reported the brother, who was driving a metallic gray Honda Passport, north along the highway. The two other passengers lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a tree on the western side of the road. Very, very, very sad situation there. Other headlines: in East Grand Bahama, Dorian's trauma lingers, but hope resides. Mr. Producer, wasn't that the same headline for Abaco, more or less? Pretty much, right? I mean, wasn't it? Yeah. Wow. Well, it was just me. A little deja vu, you know? FNM launches training programs for aspiring candidates. Sands questions whether Bahamians getting value for money in hurricane shelter building. Story by Tanika Thompson. Some got to go on. Listen, the trusses was falling off at the schools. Now the trusses falling off in the shelters. Who do we trust us when it comes to building the trusses? That there is a question that really, really needs to be answered. I mean, what kind of inspection is going on there? It has to be better than that. And for a hurricane shelter, my God.
All right. Time right now. It's 4:19. We're going to take that break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get into the Freeport Report, the Tuesday edition, the Tuesday, September 3rd edition, as we talk with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper live from Grand Bahama. Touch base on all what's going on in Grand Bahama, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's all going down right after this, so keep it right where you got it.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, three 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must. Go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
NASA, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to ticketboxevents.com or go to the Nassau Cruiseport box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chan, Gino D, Ira Storr, and the Higher Level Band. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say the sun, and I say the world. But there you some people work. You never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching up.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, September 3rd edition of Talking Heads. And of course, you know, we're into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Don't forget, for everything back to school, it is all about John. They've got all the shoes that you can imagine. All right, formal, casual, athletic. They got all the accessories to go along with. They got great back-to-school giveaways as well. Win some tablets and some iPads. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And both those locations available for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Naughty, great show as usual. There is no trust, literally. Yeah, I'm telling you, there is no trust. I don't know who to trust this when it comes to the trusts. No trust whatsoever. Anyhow, let's get to the, as I said earlier, each and every Tuesday, a great supplement in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. We got Sarah Kirkby chiming in. I think Darren Cooper might be joining us in short order, but let's get down to Grand Bahama and see what everything's going on down there in Freeport. Sarah, how are you? How goes it?
It's good. How are you doing?
I am good. Football is about to start Thursday night, so you know this is my favorite time of the year.
Happy.
What you want the coronations and royalty pomp and circumstance, I am to the NFL. Well,
my shopping is about to start, so I'm very happy.
I know. You got your flight. You got your flight. There you
go. I go to my flight. I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks, so I will leave it all to Darren and you guys for the
next
week.
No problem, man. You know, you could always chime in from wherever in the world you want to, you know. Just let us know how it's going there.
I might be having an aperitif, so I might be busy.
Oh, there you go. You're doing okay. Yeah, I got you. You're doing the, you know, the big time thing. All right. So what we got going on over there in Grand Bahama to the shipyard, heads of agreement signing is good news for Grand Bahama.
It is, and I always wondered. I mean, I have to be quite honest because they did do an agreement earlier on when they started, but that was for the renovation part of it. So there's two separate sections to it. This is the heads of agreement on the docks that are coming in. These will give us the two largest docks in the Caribbean. I believe it's actually in this hemisphere, which is huge for us. You know, for those of you who don't know Grand Bahama well, our shipyard has been a huge benefit to the island. And we lost two of these floating docks, and one to a hurricane and one to an accident. So it's amazing that they're coming back. They're coming back bigger. And it also means so much residual work for other people as well. So this is a great, great thing for us. It means, you know, it helps the economy, brings more people to the island because you've got the people that come off the ship that have to get off the island. You have the people that stay in a hotel when they come in the ships. Then you've got the extra people that have to come and work on the ships. And you've got all the training program, which is great. So I'm a big fan of what the shipyard does and what it brings and the very high salaries it brings for Bahamians as well.
That's the good thing about it, and I would like to, you know, at least with this, you kind of know, okay, we have X amount of expatriates in Puerto, X amount of Bahamians in Puerto, but you can't see a direct impact on Grand Bahamians and the economy indirectly.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the shipyard program is very intensive. These boys and men, but the one that I just saw recently, it was all men who were doing it, and they're 19 to 20, maybe 21-year-old boys. Sorry, young man, I shouldn't say that. And, you know, they're maybe not the right people for college, which is absolutely fine, but they are the perfect person for this job. And it trains them in a job that they will have for life, which I think is a fantastic program. Then they can come home and work. They've trained in international. They've gone off to the UK and trained. And it's a super program. And the moms that were so cute talking to us about their sons and how proud they are in the program. So to me, what the shipyard doing is phenomenal, and it's part of this RCL Carnival combination that's really great for us.
What else we got, Sarah? I'm looking forward to seeing it. I mean, you know, some things positioned for Grand Bahama. Let's see. You know,
the modular units are actually open. Which
the
is
wheels
huge.
Are turning.
The wheels are turning. I think fire's been put underneath some seats, and it's going. But the RAN modular units are open, and we've been waiting for these for a very long time. I recently had an experience of taking my mom to the hospital, so I can tell you how thrilled I am to see this and the space and the units they will have, because it's very horrible to see people that are having IV drips and things like that sitting in chairs, and now they've got this extra room. It's taken a long time, but I'm very pleased that this is happening, and hopefully it will make a way for things to, you know, the next phase, which is another part of the RAN being refurbished, and then a teaching hospital, a clinic, which they're working at in the Lucaya area. We've reported on that. The foundations are going in there, and we're waiting for a further update on that one. So that's some good news there. Bit of a bad news on the ferry from
Tano. Yeah, I was
going
to ask you what's going on with the Tano and from Tano to Puerto Lucaya ferry.
Yeah.
I know
so this
a lot
is
of people
a great hourly ferry service that goes from the Flamingo Bay, on which is on like the Tano Beach side, so it's very canals. You know, a lot of people say we're the Venice of the Bahamas. You know, we have a huge canal system here. I think it's over 20 to 25 miles of canal system. So this hotel is so it's a really lovely way that you can get from your hotel to go to the Port Lucaya shopping area through the Pelican Bay dock. And Pelican Bay, in return, is able to send their people over to the beach to have a great day. So it was open to the public before, and public persons were taking the ferry back and forth. You know, like if you're in an Airbnb or maybe you're here for a winter resident, you were able to take it. But they have now stopped that, and it is only for people staying at the resort or at Pelican Bay. It does belong to Flamingo Bay and Taino Beach, so it is their decision to do that. And we had a lot of people calling us about it, so we just wanted to give an update on the story and say, unfortunately, it is true. But we were unable to get the hotel to give us a statement. They did tell us what was happening, but they wouldn't release an official statement on what was happening. It is their choice.
Here's a story that I really don't like mentioning or having to mention.
Yeah.
And my thoughts and prayers continue to go out to Darren and his family.
Yeah.
And whenever he's trying to contribute, you know, his seat is right here. I'm holding it for him.
It's also got another partner there as
correct.
Well, which is, So there's two businesses that were actually affected in that building. So the building is the one, that, if you're looking at the paper, it's the top right corner. It is part of Jet Wash. It was their car service, car sales area, and they've rented that out. So luckily they have gone across the street to the LMR Mini Mall where they're currently in there. And I believe they have started online. Everyone's helping them getting their business back up and going. So,
that's good.
You know, I'm sure Darren's being inundated with a lot of help, which is great news as we all wait for an update on what happened.
Very sad situation, though.
It is horribly sad to think because of what happened before as well when the damage was done with a guy who went through the area knocking windows out and causing damage, and now this is the second incident. So it is not good news, and some very upset business people, I can tell you that.
And then, you know, they still have to go through the whole, and I want to say rigmarole, because you know how paperwork goes in this country in the red tape, but they obviously have to get to rebuild their initial business if that's when they want to return.
Yeah.
Or if they have to find a new property, then, you know, here's another, you know, headache, because we have so many, such red tape for Bahamian businessmen. You know, it's crazy. And it's just
hopefully
a sad
they'll
situation.
Be able to go back. I know that I spoke to the owner of the property who they rent from, and it looks like they're going to try their best to get the building back up and running. And so it's a nice, at least it's a nice temporary spot that's across the way. And I think Darren, if he was here, would say a huge thank you to the support he's received from the community, including his other partner. Well, not his partner, but the fellow business that Mr. Russell has.
He's forward shipping,
so,
right.
Yeah, so there's people helping both Darren and him as well, which I think is really great. You know, it's a nice community feeling. I literally just finished doing a tour about the island for a new investor today for a client I work for. And, you know, the person remarked to me how great it is, how everyone says hello here. And, you know, everyone, as we would say, checks for you. It's very nice. And, you know, so it's a good community. So I'm glad everybody is supporting both of these guys with this loss.
Now, I see Grandma Mama. Listen, man, Grandma Mama may have their differences on some things, but they could unite. Like how they can come in to unite to assist down, but also, you know, they're starting to, you know, protest the Grand Bahama Power Company's proposed increase. I think every Bahamian is going to propose a protest power increase wherever it comes, whatever form, way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's been very hard. And remember, we had an increase on Dorian because we all had to pay for that to happen. And we're part rebuilding from that. So it's very hard. And we've also had a lot of power outages, which, as you know, because I always like to talk about how great the power company is, which is not normal for us. So that has not added to this at all. And you know, there's the gentleman who's organizing it, Rashad Adderley, who's a Freeport counselor, has, you know, suggested that we do some blackouts. There's, you know, both political parties are out speaking about this. Nobody wants to see in a time when things are harder and, you know, people are still waiting for things to come back in Freeport. And it's also 5 years on from Dorian. So it's a big thing. And, you know, it's hard. You talked about it with Abaco, with the guys yesterday. We chose not to do too many stories on it. It's a hard one. We're doing a survey. If anybody wants to go answer it on our Grand Bahama News 242 on Facebook, and we're asking people, you know, when do we let it go about Dorian, or do we keep talking about it all the time? Or
I mean, come
you know,
on,
when,
I, Sarah, when you look at it like that, I mean, do Americans let go of 9/11?
I think 9/11 has died down a lot, but you never let it go.
They never let it go. And Bahamians, I think that's the our scale and our per capita. That was kind of something of that magnitude. in both Abaco and Freeport because there were so many people that were lost. So I think it's not ever going to get out of the realm of conversation because people always revert to it. When we were growing up, when I was growing up, you always remember, oh, they told you, the old people used to tell you about Betsy. Well, Betsy came in and Betsy was a bad girl. Well, obviously now our generation will talk of Dorian. Sadly, we have to because of what a tragedy it was. And then that brings
I get
up
a lot of people, though, also would like, they don't always love talking about it. There are people who have suffered a lot from it and choose not to. So you've got both sides. It's hard because, you know, on our survey, and I thought it was a very good comment that you put, that a lot of people here will always discuss things as pre-Dorian.
And post-Dorian. You
know, before Dorian and post-Dorian. And that's where we're at the moment. Everyone, oh, well, that was before Dorian, but we don't have that now. Or we, you know. It's funny, and your conversation does flow that way, how things are.
All right, got a text for you. Nori, please ask Sarah if the PM has been on the case. Have they found a buyer for the hotel yet? Do we know who the buyer is yet?
There is major sip going around about the hotel. He was on island. They ZNS covered it. He spoke that he was meeting with people when he was on island. There have been videos going around of him at golf courses. And there's just no update. We're still waiting for it. It sounds very positive, but I mean, I don't want to repeat something that's not going to happen. And so we have had no official words yet. We got, there was a small update from the DPM to our reporter, and she's working on it this week about the airport. So we're hoping to have that to you soon. But getting it has been very hard, and we have nothing official to report on the hotel, unfortunately, but we really need it, especially with the census coming online, and also with the shipyard. It's a huge amount of traffic that's coming through there. We need that airport sorted out. It's a whole chicken and the egg thing.
I get the shipyard coming on, but we, you know, everyday Bahamians need it, and it's pertinent that we have access to that too.
100%, and so it needs to be done. But you know, the hotel is a part of a very big part of that.
All right.
So, you know, we need the hotel done and we need the airport to come with it. So I'm hoping they look like they're working on it really, really all the time. I mean, there's updates and you hear things. And so they must, you know, I know we're always asking when's it going to happen. So to the caller or texter, we're with you. When's it happening? We're desperate for it.
All right, got to ask you this. I mean, we were talking earlier about Dorian's trauma, but what's going on with the shelter, though?
I don't know anything on the shelter.
And I wish John was here because it's an East Ground bomb, and Darren gets around, and you know, he's in the community, so.
Yeah, so I was hoping he would come on today and give us an update. We have some other issues that we've talked about in the paper today. We have Bohemia, which we feel really needs a lot of attention to go to. There's a developer there. We are waiting to hear from them, and it's just, Bohemia has gone down a lot, and it was a beautiful area. So we do want to pay attention to that. And then our Blue Action is doing very well. This is the Conservation Cove that's happened there that Rupert Hayward put together. And they are now working with the Prime Minister and the team from Barbados, which we thought is really good, something that Grand Bahama has inspired for other people. So it's great. But on the shelter, I do not know. So we will have an update for you on that. I think it's imperative because we were listening attentively when you were talking to Daphne yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to pick it up again next week. So, you know, there's a lot we need to keep talking about. And I'm getting a text right now, too. And good afternoon, Naughty. While we are talking about Grand Bahama with rose-colored glasses. All right, Darren's not here this week, all right? So Sarah's going to be Sarah. Let's also talk about the fact...
I'm always trying to be positive about Grand Bahama. I know people get frustrated, but, you know, it's very hard for me. Dorian was a big loss, and I want to see my island recover. I don't want it always to be negative. I want everything, and I know multiple governments are always trying to make it better. It's not perfect, but I think Grand Bahama, I do feel Grand Bahama. Shipyard investment, the carnival, Wasm, Six Senses. I feel we're getting there, and we just need those couple little things, the hotel and the airport, to get us over that edge, which I feel will bring us back to where we are and allow people that live in other islands, in Nassau and Abaco and Eleuthera and Exumet, to come home. And they want to come back to Grand Bahama.
But let me continue with the text. All right, let's also talk about the fact that we are having increased power outages 3 consecutive days this week. Every week for the past 2 months, we are experiencing an outage. Which investor is going to come to a place that appears to be incapable of consistently providing power? Naughty, we are not okay in Grand Bahama. We continue to struggle. Let me go sit back down outside and hope for a breeze. But I hope you catch a cool breeze and just keep the show on and we'll keep you entertained. And then
I understand about the power of comment. It's been absolutely frustrating. We have not had this at all. We have had, you know, since Dorian, we have had this strong, consistent power. And, you know, we've been very fortunate and it has not been good. The communications maybe have not been very strong coming from Grand Bahama Power. We've all talked about it, and it's something that has to change. I totally agree with the person that's called in on that. And it's very hard to get people to come in and invest if we're not going to do that. So we're hoping that this will be resolved shortly. And, you know, that the generation, which we understand that seems to be the problem is the generation, not the wires, the service, or anything like that. But that's the issue, and they've got to get it resolved.
All right. We got another one here. Let me get to these texts real quick. Good afternoon, Naughty. My heart and prayers go out to the parents of those 3 young men. I can only imagine how they feel. I lost my daughter a few years ago, and the children, that is triple the grief. May God comfort them at this time. Love and blessings. And may God continue to comfort you, because, and you know, thanks for sharing, because that's not easy for a parent to lose a child. It is not.
I can imagine.
So my thoughts and prayers go out to all of those involved again. Very tragic situation there. Naughty, please ask Sarah a couple of questions for me. How are things post-election in Grand Bahama? And I think that means, you know, Tex, do you mean the general election or do you mean the by-election? And also how she feels about making a movie of Dorian and all the proceeds going to the victims.
I think that's would make a lot of sense. I don't know how... My issue with all of that is always how things are distributed. It's a very, you know, fine line, who needs help and who gets the help. It's the strong who seem to get out there and get the most help. So that's always been my difficulty. That's why I was very pleased, to be quite honest, with Dorian, how the nonprofit organizations came in and really made a difference. Because with them, you have to prove where your money's going. There's no political bias on any line of it. And I thought that was the most beautiful thing that happened for our island when things came in. There are some significant stories to tell. I did get invited to an event a couple of weeks ago, and there was 4 of us telling our sides of stories. I choose to look at it with a very glass half full, because if I don't, I think I would get sad and depressed about it, just the way I am about things. But 2 of the people that spoke are still really recovering from Dorian, and their story was so much more horrific than mine was. I was very lucky. I swam out of my house and I lost my house, but they were in their houses for hours and days, and it was terrifying for them. And the stories, and almost drowning in cars. It's a lot. And that's why I struggle with remembering it. I don't know that I want to. Some people do it in different ways. You know, there were some great golden linings to stuff. The children's home that I work for, we never had so much relief in our lives. We got sent so many things from the state. It was wonderful. And the best part was our kids got shipped off to Nassau. Nassau took amazing care of our children. You know, we have about 30 kids in the children's home. And we were given a lot of perishable goods. And we were able to help our community that we live around, which I thought was amazing. But, you know, there's a lot of things that didn't happen. A lot of people who didn't get help, who are in the East that Rotary has helped, or in, you know, other areas. There are still people in Freeport City I know that have not had help because they weren't the ones that were pushing and got out there and got things. So yeah, there's a lot of stories, and I don't know how we'd ever share the money out. That's a hard one.
Got another text coming in. Naughty, there is a job fair at Celebration Key on Saturday coming. Does Sarah have any information on that?
Just the same one that you have. We have not been given any advertising by Celebration Key on this event, but I do know that it's happening. There's it's on the 7th, I believe, and it's the first of a couple job fairs that will happen. they are also going to other islands as well. I can actually read you the thing that was sent to me today about it. And it says that, the job fair is on Saturday at the Grand Lakaiyan Resort. That's where they've been holding most of their amount. That also says some of the other islands that they'll be going to. So they're not just here. They are coming to other islands to get workers because they're going to need a lot of them. There's going to be up to sometimes there'll be 4,000 people a day at the resort. So at the Key. So they've got four ships coming in. They're going to need everybody working out there. It's going to be huge. It's fantastic.
Naughty, why are the DRA so silent? Why are the DRA so silent? We are in the hurricane cycle. What are they doing?
Tell you much that's happening with the DRA here. I can't even remember who their representatives are who are speaking. We have not heard anything from them as of late, and nothing has been sent to us in the newspaper or anything that we've covered.
So, Naughty, ask Sarah, please, houses in Freeport damaged during enduring, have those works been now completed?
No. I can honestly tell you that, no, there's people that still haven't. But there's also people who want to do it themselves. I know that. But there are a lot of people who haven't received help. Because you remember, the damage was, for some people, it was kind of severe. They lost their whole homes. They were wiped out completely. There were people who lost roofs. It was a different amount, you know. But not everybody got help. Nope. There are still people in need.
And you know, to think 5 years later, consecutive administrations, and here we are. At the end of the day, Bahamians need that help.
Yes.
They need that relief.
I mean, I can tell you in my own house, I haven't got everything done. I'm still doing things as I can afford it. And, you know, you've got insurance problems as well. People had car issues. You know, everybody lost cars. There was so much. And people have taken, you know, it's taken a long time for people to recover. And trust me, this weekend was very hard because you had all that flooding happening in Nassau that we could see on social media. We were just reliving the PTSD of it all. You know, it's a lot for people to go through. And that was pretty much the anniversary of the time when it hit here. So it was hard for people mentally, very hard. A lot of people were still recovering mentally from that storm. It's amazing what it did. I mean, there are golden linings, like I said, and good things that came out, but a lot of people lost a lot. And so it's hard for people to recover.
Yeah, a lot was lost on multiple levels by Bahamians in those storms.
Yeah. And some of those stories out east and over the bridge are particularly hard to hear. And, you know, there's the Resilience Center, which is in our Port Lakaiyah area, started because of this, and it started through a nonprofit. And I have to tell you, they've been really great. And it's been taken over by Bahamians, and they're running it now, championed by Mrs. Davis, which is super. And, you know, people don't realize it's very important to take care of people mentally as well. You go through a lot when you go through a storm. You're not just recovering your home. It's your business. It's your friends.
It's emotion. You go through a lot of emotion.
Everything. Oh, so much emotion. And, you know, it takes the time for sports to come back. You know, those aren't the things that happen. You know, I'm a big theater person. We lost our theater. We could not go out and ask for help for our theater until people had rebuilt their homes. It's not a priority. So, and that's how people relax and enjoy themselves and laugh again, you know? So it's a long time for your community to rebuild. But Grand Bahamians are resilient, just like Abaconians, you know? And we've been through a lot, so it's a big thing, but no.
And both those islands are very resilient, you know, residents there. They're going to get it done. But also what's imperative to me, and other people, Bahamians should look at it as well, too, we look at the bottom line. We're looking at that. Obviously, we need money and we need resources and we need income. We can't keep borrowing our way out. It's never going to happen. And the last time I checked, Abaco and Grand Bahama, two major contributors to the bottom line, went up and running. So why not let's get them back up and running, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is why, you know, we have harped on the airport for such a big thing because, you know, we lost it in Dorian. And what they did was they converted the private airport into the public airport. And it's just not enough. And we're not asking, like I keep saying, you know, people say, we want the Taj Mahal. I don't want the Taj Mahal. Most people don't. But we do want a physically much better building we need to have, it would be amazing to have our pre-clearance back, because that helps us with tourism, which is still a big business here.
Yeah, and you need that pre-clearance.
We really need
sure.
that.
Let's get the phone lines real quick.
It's important, yeah.
Talking Heads.
Nardi, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Pardon me?
I said good afternoon. How are you?
I'm not okay. I would like to be okay. What's happening with this murder every day again?
Well, we had another one since I come on here. I mean, I might have missed that one. We had another one today.
The Vintor Lane, when did that take place? Last night?
In the early hours of the morning coming in. Yeah, I think that one, yeah.
And that's what I meant. Then yesterday, this is too much, man. This is really too much.
Listen.
I mean,
there are so many mitigating factors to where we are today because of this, and people got to stop pointing the finger, in my opinion, and accept, look, the society, we're failed. Parentally, we've failed in some cases. Administration-wise and government-wise, we've failed. Christian council involvement, we've failed. School curriculums, we've failed. We still have this problem. And obviously, we can't keep going in this direction. We need to figure out a way that we're going to drastically change it and be serious about changing it.
And it's not political.
No, it's a Bahamian thing, because at the end of the day, it's not politicians that are the statistics. It's Bahamians.
What can we need to say?
And sadly, one was very tragically, and a dear friend too, R.I.P. Dorn.
No, but Naughty, on a serious note, even if we can't do something, we have to say something.
I think we've gone too long as a nation where we don't call wrong out where wrong is, and it's become part of the fabric.
How about you in position, right? You hire persons who you say are supposed to be advisors, right? For crime. What are they saying? What are they doing?
You mean consultants?
They're getting paid, right?
They're getting their consultancy for sure. Correct.
And they're not saying nothing. They're not speaking out. You know, what? Why are they even in place if we ain't seeing no results? This is serious, you know. We are Bahamian. We're so compulsive now. Why? We don't make no cry no more. We don't say nothing. We don't care about nothing. We're just allowing these, whatever they are, just because they're in crime, they're supposed to just murder one another. And then ain't no law supposed to be passed so that when it happened, the person who's thinking about it could know that, look here, this is the price you have to pay. Huh? What is the law against crime now to take somebody's life? You don't even know what it is. What is it? What's on the book regarding that?
But see, these are the kind of questions that we need to ask in town hall meetings. And no, because if we're going to get forward, we have to identify where we're breaking down and all the areas we're breaking down.
Sorry, I mean, I don't know. We need to.
I'm glad you have this conversation, because I'm glad, you know, I think that hear that other Bahamians think about the same things that are important to me as well, too, changing this whole crime situation. And it's across the board thing.
But this was worse than ever. I don't know if because the person who is the chief, he probably done so used to all of this criminal and murder and all that. It ain't nothing to him. It meant nothing to him. Or he putting somebody else there, they might have feared, you know, that this is ain't the norm. You know?
This is far from normal.
This something happened. Something has to break them. This ain't making no sense at all. We have to think about the family. Stop thinking about murder, killing up one another.
All right.
We have to think about the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Left behind the children.
Correct. Okay. Nobody thinks about that. And we got zero conflict resolution as well, too. That's another issue. Naughty, here's my 2 cents. Crime is a PLP thing. Your text has got to stop, man. Crime been around from time immemorial, from then till now. We all are part of this problem, and we got to do better. We have to do better. And we've settled for mediocrity far too long. Additionally, we do not call wrong where wrong is. For various reasons. But not national, or personal. Now's the time to change that. Make the statement. Make a stance. Let's change the process. We've been going around this road too long. Naughty crime is big business. Our government and business owners don't care. They only care that they're getting money from more funerals and more fear. If you look around at the landscape right now, I could see where, you know, some people will come to that conclusion. But like I said, we got time up. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. We're going to get down the show. We're getting ready to go to that break now, Mr. Producer. In 2 more minutes? All right. But like I said.
All right, Naughty. Well, let me get back and wrap things up.
With you. Yeah, man.
I say thank you so, so much. I will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Safe travels.
Aaron is on there.
All
thank
the best.
You very much.
And, you know, get some R&R and get back and continue to bring us the supplement each and every week here in The Guardian, keeping us up to snuff on Grand Bahama, all things Grand Bahama. And I'm sure, you know, Darren will hold it down for you. May not be as Pollyanna as you every for 2 weeks, but that's all right.
I'll try and get him to put a little Pollyanna on for me. Get it, be my positive when he talks about the paper, but I'll still get it to you. And we're really pleased with all the support we get. And I want to thank the advertisers who help us make this, because it's our own section. It's really nice to have our own paper in Grand Bahama.
Yes, indeed. All right, Sarah, be safe. Have a great vacation. Have great safe travels. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, my darling. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, man. You know, I got to make sure I take care of Grand Bahama, man. I got my lovely mother-in-law and father-in-law down there, and you know, I'm in
North.
I got to make sure I take care of Grand Bahama. I got love for Grand Bahama. All right.
Love it.
As I get to the break, good afternoon, Naughty. We have time on Meet and Say. Only happens when some random MP calls one. Some communities will try, but the masses don't care. Then the other election time to get their piece of the pie for the votes. Oh, Lord. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Quick break, flip side of the break. Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up. I'll brought you across the Yarding Game. And we're going to get straight into the news right after that as the Tuesday, September 3rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking value to a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC Snack Box, packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC Snack Box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and put fashion at your feet.
All I do is No matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie, and it's Tuesday, time for the four-ball in my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today's lucky four-ball is the 1-4-1-7-14-17. Play and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning.
Pentagon. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon. Island game, we got you. Percy Pentagon. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's summer, and I say it's for all. But there is some people where you never shine at all.
These roads of flames are catching a fire. That you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. Oh no. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little from this.
We're back at ya on the Tuesday, September 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly's in the building. Pearly, chime in right now.
I'm here. I'm right here.
There you go. Hold on, Pearly. Some will be coming right now, but I have to put, denied oxygen in the womb. People on blast right now. Once again, JFK Shopping Plaza, and this is a repeat offender, okay? I've had two or three people reach out to me.
This ain't a minister.
No, this ain't a minister now.
Okay.
This is an everyday ordinary Joe or Jane, but it's a gray.
Oh, Karen.
Yeah, it's a gray Honda Pilot. AU1360. No handicap or disabled decal. None whatsoever. Not only are they parking on a ramp for the handicap, they're blocking a crosswalk. They're parked in the middle between two portions of parking.
Negro, please. Move your car.
And it is... And sidewalk, and then into the crosswalk. I don't know how this. I do not know how thoughtless. The ramp is there not to let rainwater run off, you know, dum-dum. It's for disabled persons to go up that ramp or down that ramp to access their vehicles.
Where's this exactly?
JFK Plaza.
So everybody, my favorite place, Tropical Gyro.
Right, right on the next side over from Tropical Gyro, same plaza.
Yeah, well, there are people, if you see, I'm telling about it. You know, come on, man. Let's have a heart for other people.
This, you know what this is? This down by the exit.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's ridiculous.
That's pure laziness and don't want to walk the extra 3 or 4 steps from the next parking spot.
Absolutely disgusting. But don't worry, we can deal with that.
And while we're on the parking, I have to say this every option I get. You know, please fix these potholes, man. Ain't road in Nassau without a pothole. I just hit one this morning.
No, Pearly, you are being very diplomatic, okay? Those are craters, okay? Those are like dinosaur footprints. You ever seen the movie, the King Kong series? That look like a King Kong footprint.
Real talk. It's ridiculous, man. And I know what they're doing, playing dominoes all day. Get you in a butter on the road and fix these potholes, man.
Absolutely disgusting, man.
There's
absolutely
no reason
disgusting.
Why every road in Nassau should have a porthole. Literally, it's just about every single road except what I call Papa Roads.
All right, let's get into today in sports history.
Okay.
Yeah, Musa. We get on, we'll talk not all afternoon, and people will be, why are you only talking sports?
Well, yeah, then Jeff will talk about, oh, you only do today in sports history.
That's where I'm going right now.
Then you call me a Catholic Dodger.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing, absolutely not. We beat Arizona again yesterday.
I mean, so Catholic Yankees are better, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, so to speak.
Yeah. Do today in sports history, please. Please do that.
I shall. And on this day, wow, probably another juicy day on this day. Wow. On this day in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, today's Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, be sure to check them out, 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday, every Friday. Great cocktail menu, great food menu. Great time. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Like I say, school's back in.
I almost forgot we was on the radio, because when you say it's Tuesday, you almost shout out, you know what Tuesday it is. Let's move right along.
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah. We'll go with Taco Tuesdays. That's more appropriate to say.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
A pleasure. Good evening. How you guys, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Right on. What is that? Jerome Avenue right next on the side of one. Aki tree. But Aki hanging over the fence onto the road. But you know, what I wanted to say, good evening everybody in the Bahamas there. We got so much dilemmas in this little island running 21/7. They're teasing most of the outlying areas to make gated communities. They're jamming all of us in the grab basket in the middle, call over the hill. But on the best property around the beaches and everything. And then they put us in the middle over the hill, and they keep us weak and poor and cold. But I want to ask this question, Naughty. When you sit right now, as we drive on this at Jerome Avenue, when you leave 3 o'clock from your office to go pick up your children from school, how the boss expect you to reach back in time for 5 o'clock? When the traffic, Naughty, where is it right now? I buy National Plumbing. Road full of traffic. Malaysia road full of traffic. The road bumper bumper to bumper full of traffic. You got to go pick up a child. And then you got to drop the child somewhere because you got to go back to work. How are you going to do that by 5 o'clock, Sarala? You can do it by 5 o'clock. Because guess what? The boss ain't there yet. Because the boss ain't going to be trying to.
Sparky, I suggest you reach out to your friends on Alibaba.com and see if they got a flying carpet for you, brother. Traffic is everywhere. Traffic is real.
Hey, let me ask you a question before I go. Our political leaders, our permanent secretaries and social leaders, all of them got the same dilemma that they got to pick up their children, too. Or they got chauffeurs to do it. But they got to the highest thing. It used to be 21/7, but they done cut it in half now, and they need the middle spot up. Naughty, before I go, let me call it me, Naughty. And I don't want to say nothing disgusting, and I don't want to curse or nothing like that. And I don't want you to produce that the company. I am going to be very decent about it, but I can cross the joke right now, Naughty. Hello, Naughty, you there?
I'm right here. Go ahead.
Naughty, you know you're stupid, but I love you.
Sparky. You say that's your joke, Sparky? I'm going to cut you because you call me Naughty, you stupid, but I love you. Sparky, I'm going to cut you for calling me stupid. I can cut you for disguising your idiocy in the form of a joke and not bad attempted humor. That's why I'm going to cut you. You can call me what you want. Just don't call me too late or collect. But leave the jokes to the professionals. If I want to know how to sit down under the tree and catch gout and drink 5 bottles of brown bottles that the doctor tell me not to drink, if I want to go to the comedy show and pass out on the floor after drinking 7 brown bottles, the doctor, I can call you, Sparky. But don't call me with no attempted humor, because that's a bad attempted humor. And then anyway, a horrible attempt.
Today in sports history?
You talk about, look here. Sparky, I almost gave you a joker's wild blessing, and I had to remind myself. remind myself. Hey.
I think you're giving him too much time, to be honest with you right now.
Yeah, we're moving on right now. All right, so on this day in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We have a bevy of things going on, Paralissimo.
Okay.
All right, 1895. The first professional football game was played in La Trobe, PA. The La Trobe YMCA defeated the Jeannette Athletic Club 12-0. 1947, the New York Yankees got 18 hits and an 11-12 win over Boston. And all 18 hits were singles.
Wow.
1957, Warren Spahn of the Milwaukee Braves recorded his 41st career shutout. 1970, Vince Lombardi died of cancer at the age of 57. Also in 1970, Billy Williams of the Chicago Cubs ended his National League record of 1,117 consecutive games played. 1981, the Boston Red Sox and the Seattle Mariners played the longest game in Fenway Park history. The game was ended in a 7-7 tie after 19 innings the previous day. The Mariners won on the next day, or the next game, 8-7. You remember that game, Purdy?
No, I don't.
That interrupted Monday Night Football and all, because they were still playing.
Okay.
1984, Bruce Sutter of the St. Louis Cardinals set a National League record by earning his 38th save of the season. Now, Purdy, you remember how good Bruce Sutter was, right? Remember how good he was in 85 when he shut down the Dodgers?
No, I mean, let's move on to the rest of the talk today.
But that was a really good series, though. When you want to talk about the greatness of Bruce Sutter, you remember he shut you all down, and then they went on to Kansas City to play the Royals, and George Brett then won in 85 and beat them. But Bruce Sutter was a bad man.
I was a little boy. I don't remember that.
Wasn't that the same Cardinal team that Ozzie Smith, the great Wizard of Oz at shortstop, who didn't have a home run, actually had a walk-off home run against y'all?
Marty, are you finished with today's sports history yet? Can you move on, please?
Was it on Tom Niedenfuhrer who he ended off of? Please just tell me, was it Niedenfuhrer?
Naughty, can we move on? I don't remember that. Did that really happen?
You don't recall. Okay, 1986. The Houston Astros beat the Chicago Cubs 8-7 in the 18th inning. The game ended after 14 innings were played. The two teams had used a record 53 players the day before. Wow. 1999. Mario Lemieux's ownership group officially took over the National Hockey League's Pittsburgh Penguins. Lemieux became the first player in the modern era of sports to be to buy the team he had once played for.
Okay.
I think this young man played for the Dodgers and did a good job for you. If he did, I think he did play for you guys. Remember Kenny Lofton? In 2000, Kenny Lofton tied a major league record when he scored in his 18th straight game. He played for the Cleveland Indians, but remember Lofton, good basketball player at Arizona State as well?
Yeah, but he didn't play for the Dodgers. I think he played for the Phillies before he went to Cleveland.
Okay, my bad. In 2001, Bud Smith became the 16th major league rookie to throw a no-hitter. It was his 11th career start. Sports quote of the day, it's a little like wrestling a gorilla. You don't quit when you're tired. You quit when the gorilla is tired. Robert Strauss. And that's a wrap on.
Okay.
All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Okay. Before we get into the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, the home court, that is. All right. I got a text to read for you, Purdy. And I'm gonna need you to speak to it. And then we'll get into the home court. Like I said, the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Don't forget, today's Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday, all about Whopper Wednesday at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Don't forget that, all right?
Okay.
Naughty, tell Purdy that there are no participation trophies in pro sports. So his friend Lisa Leslie should sit small when her take that his crush Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark should share the Rookie of the Year trophy. Otherwise, Caitlin and Asia Wilson should share the MVP trophy. And Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson too, and Dak Prescott, you should stop sharing whatever you're smoking so other people don't get as giddy as you and text such foolishness to the talk show.
You but know, anyway. I think that person that's trying to provoke me and talk foolishness. Lisa Leslie is a well-respected veteran.
And multiple champion, Olympic and WNBA.
All right, then.
And MVP of the league.
And was a married woman with Jaren. Thank you very much.
They could go ahead and give Clayton Clark, you know, the rookie of the year if they want. We went over all the stats and all the numbers yesterday. But there's no way Caitlin shares MVP with Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson clear cut MVP at the WNBA.
Breonna Stewart and Asia Wilson is gonna fight over that. I don't want you running all of it. Caitlin Clark, no way deserves that.
All right, let's
give her the rookie of the year. What that means? Give it to her. All right.
Let's get to the phone lines. Hello.
Who's it, bud?
Hey, Skinner.
Listen, Naughty. I mean, I don't have no problem, right? Yes, this is your show, but you really need to sub in today and number one, you know.
Yeah, Skilla.
These don't make no sense at all.
I can put you on the case, Skilla. I can let you give him the one, two, cross.
These don't make no sense at all. But
you ain't the only person who just you're not the only person who has texted me that.
I hear you all talking about Home Clark, Caitlin Clark, and Home Girl yesterday, right? And I hear the stats which you all bring up. God, I share something with you all. Even the fellow who was trying to mash down Bailey.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
You say something yesterday, right? He didn't even question it. You remember when Biden, Magic come out?
Yeah, man.
You know, you tell them, say, everybody was looking for Biden to be I forget how you say it. How you say it was the right way.
The Great White Hope?
Right, the Great White
the
Hope.
The heck from French Lick?
Exactly. So, same thing, Naughty. They trying to do with this young girl, Caitlin Clark. Watch this. You talk about Andrew, the girl, what's she name? Reese?
Angel Reese?
Angel. Angel.
Let me say something, Naughty. If you listen to how you present her stats, the Caitlin Clark stats, although the two of them is rookies, but this girl on a way different level when it comes to balling than Caitlin Clark, you know.
And why is that, Skilla?
She's balling with the rookies. She balling with the rookies and the seniors. Because for her stats that you share, and Caitlin Garza, even with being a rookie, Caitlin Stark still ain't get all of the leading stats to become an MVP.
I mean, if you want to go for MVP in the WNBA, a clear-cut Asia Wilson is the clear-cut candidate.
Right. But the other thing is, too, right, I still believe she ain't home girl gonna win rookie, you know. Angel Reese?
Nah,
end up dark skinned people voting.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I think I believe she can win. As hard as they pull in for this girl, Bailey said something very powerful yesterday, too, and the boy ignored it. Caitlin Clark on a better team than Homegirl. But Homegirl get a better performance all around than Caitlin Clark. Look at the performance all around. I hear you call off her stocks, Naughty.
Yeah.
I hear you call off her stocks. I hear you call off Kingham stocks. She only leading in one category.
Well, two.
To do it.
Points and assists.
Okay, yeah, points and assists. Yeah,
but then
right.
Angel
right?
got her in rebounds and blocks. But then you look at the caliber of player. And you've had defensive, you know, base players win MVPs before.
Yes.
But I don't think she's going to get it. Before. I think Caitlin is... has played her way into it to a point, and then, you know, her supporters in the media will take it the rest of the way.
Jeff Picardi is trying to boost my man. What do you name? From Boston. What's your boy name?
Larry Bird?
No, not Larry Bird. They talking about, what's the boy name, man?
Tatum?
Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
He's trying to boost Jason Tatum to win MVP in the All-Star, win MVP in the... what it named the championship, but hey, it's the player would play and get a better all around game. That boy get a better all around game in my man throughout the championship. Hey, y'all Naughty, I tuning in and I just called, but I was in your goal, but then I hear that boy Sparky, and then he just you know he just in a psychedelic way.
No, he tried to do it, but I do that, that's why I see through it, a vague attempt at humor.
You gotta be entertaining them kind of fellas, and you could hear that fellow on something, man.
I tell you, if I went out there to be kapunkle up, and get kapunkle up, I can call Sparky.
Huh? Lenny, y'all know it. Let me finish tuning with y'all. Let's hear what's going on concerning Dingham. Boy, Lee, you lost that one Friday.
Sunday, we lose that one.
No, Friday. I ain't talking about baseball.
Which one are you talking about?
Football.
Oh, yeah.
You're going with, what do you name them? You're going with the Gators.
Yeah.
My Kings put something on them, boy, Billy. You got to be.
I didn't go with the Gators. I went with the Florida.
The Gators. I listened to you.
Well, I don't know how I can say the Gators. I am a Hurricane fan.
You said the Miami Heat didn't win one with Gators. I think they had them down. Gators to win the game. I don't know how you always do that spread thing.
You're talking about Florida State and Boston College.
No, I'm talking about the Gators and Tingham, the Hurricanes.
Skiller, unless you could go back and tell me that, I'm a Hurricane and a Notre Dame fan in college football.
Well, anyhow, okay then. We ain't get a debate on that, right?
I used to have season tickets to the Hurricanes.
I could be wrong. But anyhow, yeah, they win that.
Yeah. I put Boston College into Florida State yesterday. It was, oh, Lord.
Yeah, they embarrassed them. I watched little pieces and I could watch no more. Man. I said, why this can't be the team? But people let me boost it up and they can see they can roll out the Boston. By Lord. But it was a solid game.
Florida State has at least two, maybe three NFL players on their front line. That's an NFL front line, and NFL is the offensive line for Boston College. Control them for the whole game.
The whole game. They couldn't do nothing. Anyhow, let me finish doing it, and I go. Listen to y'all.
All right, Skiller, be safe, man. I appreciate you. So, Burley, listen. Got a couple more texts coming in. And, and then we get into who's in and who's out. Caller, I see. I'll get you in a second. Let me get to this one here. Naughty, you and Pearly need to put the ban on Sparky for good, period. That's it. Overall, never come back. Oh, Lord. Naughty, you and Pearly stand on the side. You leave the jokes to me, the angel reach across to Pearly, and the roasting to me, because I have no limits. Let me roast Sparky for you. That way you don't get in trouble. Or you could come after me. Thank you, Texter. I appreciate the offer. But be good. We good. I'm listening to all the talk about the Clark girl. Get ready for the Juju Express. Listen. Hold on, Texter. Wait a minute. You're getting on. Pearly, let them know who was on the Juju train right when they pulled out the station.
Yeah, you were on the Juju train from day one.
Juju, and listen, Texter, it's not Juju Watson. It's Juju Watkins. Another Bahamian name, so you ain't far off. But like I say, get it right when you go at that angle, when you're trying to talk, football season's back in. I know you're probably going to say, boy, Juju Watkins coming out. It ain't Watson, it's Watkins. And you can still use the same, Bahamian name premise, but get it right.
Yeah,
and she bad.
Yeah.
Offense, defense, shoots the three ball. You know what I mean?
Take you off the dribble in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And guess what? She could possibly end up being the Chicago Sky. Imagine her and Angel together. Oh, Lord have mercy. Two beautiful girls, two pretty girls playing ball. Yeah, man, I can live with that.
Let's go to the phone lines, Pearly. Call us back, caller. Why I tell you? And like I say, every time it's coming, all right, let's get it. Look, man, we got the point, man. Me and Pearly done moving on to sports. We ain't worried about them. It's all good. My God. Let's get to the first break, man. Flip side of the break. Probably going to talk some more sports with me on Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We're getting to our picks, all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And we got a great Final 15 today. We got Colin Cowherd and Tom Brady, who's going to make his broadcasting debut this weekend as the NFL kicks off on Thursday. Yes, indeed. All right, so we'll take this quick break. And the Tuesday, September 3rd edition of Talking Heads will continue right after this.
I've been feeling for your love so long. We can trace that in the moonlight. You with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Go play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print Genevieve Cavandre at 822-6717, or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Bahamas, are you ready? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, present the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded. This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year. Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby, Mama D, Van Sean, Shine 242, The Falcons, and more. Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground. Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com or both Beauty Shack location. General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available. For more info, call 394-0819 or email keepthevibealive242@gmail.com. Experience the magic once again with more legends for one night only. Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best. Rake in, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
Rescue me.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's a sacrament and a shame for all. Like some people were, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Ah.
I got you on the Tuesday, September 3rd edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly in the building as well. What's going on, Pearly?
All right, here. Right here, chilling.
All right. I got a couple of things to get to. Naughty, I hope the Steelers sit Russell down and use the weapon they have with Justin Fields. What do you think? I'm a huge proponent of Justin Fields in that offense, but until Mike Tomlin trusts him, he's going to bring them off the bench in packages. And then I think eventually the reins will get over to Justin Fields. But I think to start, Russell Wilson's going to be your quarterback coming out the gate. What'd you say, Purdy?
I believe so. But maybe if Russell Wilson stinks over the first two, three games, maybe by game four, week five the latest.
Yeah, I think there will be a change in the guard in Pittsburgh, but not initially.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh just made a move. They gave Cam Hayward an extension.
Mm. Interesting.
43 or $45 million, $15 million for the design, and $16 million fully guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. He's done well.
Yeah.
And his dad was a great running back, too. Craig Ironhead Hayward tragically passed away from cancer at a young age, but played for Pittsburgh and played for the New Orleans Saints as well. Remember, they used to call, I think for Pittsburgh Steelers as well, too. Ironhead Hayward played at University of Pittsburgh. We got Purdy there. He muted himself. Purdy, get off the mute, man. And then he must have lost his connection. But that's okay. He'll pop back in. Trust me. Pop my eardrum and he do it as well, too. So I'm worried. It's coming. But we look around. Like I said, who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And be sure to check them out. Like I said, the flagship store over there on Rosetta, open until 6. You got R&D Plaza in the West, open until 8. Prince Charles, open until 8 as well. And over there in Grand Bahama, so be sure to check them out. Definitely big things popping, all right, with Tropical Gyros. And let's have a look. We got any new, any updates from the NFL? No, we should be all right. No, nobody moving. Purdy will be back in a second. I think we lost Purdy. I think he'll chime back in. But football's coming up this weekend. Lots and lots of football. Lots. Inundated with college football and the NFL kicks off. And listen, you know, fantasy kicks off as well. You know, I got to big up the crew in the Longest Yard. You got a draft tonight. Shark Ball crew, got a big yard up. Of course, tomorrow, big night for me because the champ will be in the building. Give me my trophy. That's what I'm talking about. And make sure I spell my name correctly on it. And I will sit here in the Guardian Radio Studios for the next year so I can look at it and how bad I monkey stomped y'all in 2023 and try to repeat in 2024. Also, the press box and the talking head leg where I'm champing both of those as well. The champ is in the building. And I will see you the rest of the week. Yeah. And my other leagues too, Bahamas Gridiron. And drinking league with a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, man. We good.
Yeah, tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, man. You got one tonight too. You got one tonight. And the big money one tonight, boy. You better get it, not.
What time?
10:15.
Okay, I thought it was Wednesday.
No, that's Press Box Wednesday. Talking Heads is tonight. Press Box is Wednesday, Purdy.
All right, okay.
You know? And didn't you win one year in the Press Box?
Yeah.
You've sipped from the Golden Goblet before then, like Chef Pelmer and myself.
The Golden Goblet, and I intend to sip again.
Then you'll only be joining me as a two-time Goblet sipper. Because there's only one two-time Goblet sipper, and that is me.
That's my full intention, is to sip from the Golden Goblet.
So you can turn it into communion like in the Catholic Church, and we got to wipe it then when you sip. We got to have a little altar boy there with the cloth to clean the Golden Goblet, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to being all over Coke. I mean, all over Chef Kalma.
All right. You still want your Tropical Gyro connect? But listen, you see that murderous row with Chef God and that keeper league?
Yeah, I see that.
Disgusting. If that's the man girls who win that league, we in trouble.
I want to say this too loud, but I know if Chef can handle that.
What? Well, I've beaten this juggernaut before. See, I got a couple of dudes that like to go off, and they know Tropical Gyro is coming up, they go off.
Yeah.
But listen here. Shafty and Stay Healthy Boy? My God.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
There's going to be that 1 week, though, when he just beats the bejesus out of somebody by one of them scores, but we got to tell him it happened. Like, Chef, stop. Take your lineup out. Stop. Stop. Get over. Anyway, we got the picks coming up. We got to get them real quick, man. We got to get them real quick, Pearly. WNBA tonight, and they're all brought to you, of course, by, you know, the Island Game. So be sure to log on to theislandgame.com and make sure you get your sportsbook account lined up. Once you register, they're going to give you Island Game bucks to play along, bonus bucks. You can't go wrong with that.
Yep.
All right? And like I said, get on it and in it to win it with the Island Game, and always do it responsibly. All right. So WNBA tonight, Pearly, who you like, man? Who you like in the WNBA tonight? We got a couple of good games.
I like the Storm over the Sun. The Mystics and Wings are 9-23. I'll give the home team that win. I like Dallas over Washington today.
Dallas over Washington.
I like, the Ladder Dream and Murky. I'm going to go with the home team tonight.
Okay. I like the Mercury, and I'm going to get it done, though. Playoff ramifications. Yeah,
as much as I love my girl, I don't think they can beat the Aces tonight. So I give the Aces over the Sky tonight.
Yeah, I think the Aces get it done too. They're getting ready for the playoff.
Yeah. You know, and I'm excited we took three, like I said to the listeners, we'll take a minimum of 3 out of 4 from Arizona. Maybe 4. Arizona got to be. And Dave Roberts just allowed them. He didn't want to wear out the bullpen, so they got that one win. So we took 3 out of 4. And we're going to put something on the Angels tonight in Anaheim.
There you go. Well, we've reached that time, Pearly. We got to get out of here. You know, and we'll discuss that draft tomorrow. Good luck tonight with your parlays. And like I said, everybody who chimed in and texted in, good stuff. And, you know, be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you right here tomorrow on Talking Heads. And I got a great take home with Tom Brady and Colin Cowherd, man. And be sure to catch Tom Brady making his broadcast debut this weekend, calling NFL games. Who'd have thought of? But it's coming. Talk about that and more tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. See you later.
I've been feeling for your love, so I stopped in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song. I've been on this road for way too long.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC Value Box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, 3 100% real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon, Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the Hit Spot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the Hit Spot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
You know, I always knew I'd be Tom Brady's teammate. I figured I'd be a slot corner. I'm very twitchy. Let's bring him on, Tom Brady, the opener, Cowboy. Cleveland Browns. I always knew when I was Connecticut. I'm like, you know what? I should go down there, show Belichick my back pedal. But, you know, we're different kind of teammates. Let me start with that. That's an interesting one. So you...
Wait, your football career?
That's not real interesting. So you exhale. You retire. You exhale. And you probably gave yourself... Yeah. Just kind of just take a deep breath. I saw you slim down. You probably weren't sore for the first time in 20 years. And then you start prepping. You sign with Fox. What have you been doing to prepare for this opening broadcast for a year and a half?
Well, I've reached out to all the different people that I've met over the years of in media and sports, and got their take on kind of what the job entailed, and then ultimately how the preparation goes during the week, and then how do you be really good when you come on air? And I've had a lot of time, I think, over the course of my career in interviews, production meetings, and being on camera.
Yeah.
That hopefully it's not too far from what I've already experienced, knowing that there's going to be a lot of things that are new to this. So I think the most exciting part for me is there's more of a structure to my life, which I've always enjoyed.
Yeah.
Playing football on the weekends. Now I get to work on the weekends here in the fall. And obviously the NFL football season is back, which is, we're all excited about that. I'm sure when you're walking into the studio today, it's a different feeling because, you know, this new cycle around NFL football is very exciting, and I'm excited to get going. I got the best teammates in the world, you know, KB and Aaron, Tom, and then everyone behind the scenes in the truck, Z, Roos, their whole team. The chance to get to know those people more intimately and to really put together something special for the audience is what's exciting for me. So I'm ready for football season. I'm ready to get back out there and watch from a different perspective. And we're fortunate to be in Cleveland this weekend with a great game, Cleveland-Dallas. And it can't get here soon enough.
So when you look at this film, all these years of experience, one of the things I ask myself about Cleveland, I love the coach, I love the GM, I love the O-line. What's up with Deshaun Watson? You can play, he didn't play. Are you seeing anything from last year that you are saying, man, I got to see this develop? Like, is there a really interesting element that you can't wait to see?
I think there's a lot of storylines in this particular game. But the interesting part about the NFL is nobody really knows what they're going to be this season. You have hopes, you bring in draft picks, free agents, and you try to put together your team to say, all right, this is the way that we want to play based on where our deficiencies were last year. Certainly, Cleveland's defense was top of the league last year. They want to continue that. They want to get Deshaun back. They brought in a whole offensive staff to try to get him to play the way that he played when he was in Houston.
Yeah.
And they want to go out there and compete, not just for a division title, but for more than that. And it's a great kind of test for them to go against Dallas, who, you know, they want to get over the hump as well. And they've got a lot of great players. They've got a lot of great talent. You know, they got to get to I think Coach McCarthy, they have a great leader in Coach McCarthy that really preaches, hey, we want to stay focused day after day. We want to eliminate the distractions. And they've had quite a few of that this offseason, but every team does. And I feel like Dallas has handled it very well. And it's a great opening game. This is what it's all about. A lot of guys coming back from injury. You got Trevon Diggs up there. I want to see him play. And I want to see what Dak does coming off last season, his best season as a pro. So many great things to watch in this particular game. And again, it's a perfect day for football. It seems like it's going to be in Cleveland on Sunday. It's not always like that there from someone who's been there a few times.
Yeah.
But 65 degrees and partly cloudy is perfect.
And we've said this before. I feel Trent Williams was more valuable. And I like Brandon Ayuk. I think the team is Kyle Shanahan's brain, McCaffrey's legs, and Trent Williams and Bosa. That's the soul of the team. Ooh. Tell me, what is the difference? If you knew you had Trent Williams and he didn't play, would it get in your head? I think his signing is gigantic for the Niners. You tell me how much it matters.
Yeah. I would be driving him to work every day if I was the quarterback. I'd be making sure Trent was with me every single place I went. There's no better protector in the NFL than Trent over the years. And I think the way they use him, and obviously I think San Francisco's run game is incredible, the way they scheme their run game up. But having Trent in there, it's just an entirely different offense because of his athleticism, his rare combination of size, of quickness, of power. I mean, he's just, when he gets out there on the field, he's a matchup advantage for the Niners every time that he takes a snap out there. So when they have him out there, they all feel confident. A lot of those plays are going to go to the left side of the line of scrimmage right behind him. They know that when he's in pass protection, he's going to hold up as well as anybody. It doesn't really matter who he goes against. He's a tremendous player, and it's Niners had, between the Ayuk signing and Trent. I mean, that was a little worrisome a few weeks ago. I actually did a practice game there a couple weeks ago, and everyone was a bit concerned, but I think now a lot of those concerns are eased when both those guys are back in the building and ready to put their pads on, go out to practice, and get ready to play game.
Okay, Chiefs-Ravens Thursday. Kansas City's done this dance, and they keep winning it. I love Lamar. Yeah. I love Baltimore. I love the coach. I love the owner. I think it's the best-run franchise, arguably, last decade in the league. I think Baltimore does everything well except win in late January. You tell me, does it start wearing on you? Buffalo's going through this, Tom. You start hearing you can't win these games. Is the pressure on Kansas City to defend the home field or Baltimore Thursday?
I'd say a little bit more on Baltimore for that exact reason. I think that when you have great leadership, and I think of those Baltimore teams when they had Ray Lewis and Ed Reed as their two primary leaders, they, even though they may have lost in a championship game, I actually saw this the other day, a clip from Ray Lewis in the locker room after they had lost to us, I think in 2011 in the championship game. And how Ray talked about that team and how he wanted to get them back on track going into next year, that's always what it's about. When you lose in the playoffs, you want to think about, how are we going to get over the hump next year? What do we need to do? Where are our deficiencies? Where can we get a little better? Where's our margin of error? Is it taking care of the football? Is it third down? Is it scoring points in the red area? Is it production from a unit that we haven't got a lot of production from? Tight end groupings, running back groupings. How can we improve our team a little bit so when we get in these big games, we're more prepared than the other team? We got more margin of error. And look, to win a Super Bowl is absolutely incredibly difficult. There's only one team that does it. To do what the Chiefs have done is really remarkable. And they want to try to do it again. That challenge of them doing it is going to be as hard a challenge as any team the NFL's ever had. That's why it's never happened to win three. And the Chiefs are poised, like they always are, to go in there. I don't think they believe their hype. They're very well coached, obviously great quarterback, great leaders. The defense played really well last year. So those guys are prepared. Baltimore wants what the Chiefs got, and that's why you lead the season off the way they have it, Ravens-Chiefs. I'm excited to see that one get underway too.
I couldn't tell you the last time I was this excited to watch the Chicago Bears play and the Washington Commanders, and that's the great gift the NFL gives us, is that we watch these great college players for 3 and 4 and 5 years, and all of a sudden, I have an emotional investment. I can't wait to watch Jaden and Caleb. Give me one thing that you'll see with a young quarterback. You may see it with Drake May. The one thing that Tom Brady will see that I can't, that you'll be like, okay, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. What does a young quarterback, is it the feet? Is it head movement. What do you see that I can't that you would know it's going to work?
Well, I think there's lots of ways you can look at a quarterback play. And I think it's very easy to evaluate the physical aspect of the game, how well he throws the ball, how fast his feet are when he drops back in the pocket. Can he escape the pocket and make some plays on the run? For me, I think the sustainable part about quarterbacking is really what's up here, is what's in the brain. Are you snapping the ball and running good plays consistently against the defenses that you're out there watching as you're reading the defenses? So much of it to me is is the coach giving the quarterback, because he's going to see it every day in practice, the coach and the players, are they giving the quarterback the freedom to make the plays and the decisions that he needs to make to get the team to win? Because a lot of these guys can throw the ball. A lot of them can move in the pocket. Now, watching Caleb do it, he's exceptional at it.
Right.
But to me, it's a deeper level than that. When you're looking at starting quarterbacks in the NFL, everybody should be able to throw the ball well. Everybody should be able to. It's what can you do when you're in front of, on the road, in front of 70,000 people, and every single player in the offensive huddle is looking you in your eyes going, does this guy have the confidence in himself to bring us back when we're losing in the fourth quarter? And I think that's the mark of what I see in quarterbacks. When I watch them, I want to say, okay, does this guy have the maturity? Does he have the poise? Does he have the composure to be at his best when his team needs him the most?
90 seconds, Drake May. Would you sit him? I don't think there's a right answer. Would you sit him, or would you put his feet to the fire and let it rip?
So, I mean, I've gone on record to say that I think it's best, in my opinion, for young quarterbacks or rookie quarterbacks to kind of watch a veteran do it. And there's so much that goes on, and quarterbacks need to process so much information so quickly. And I think if you can have someone, I sat behind Drew Bledsoe my first year. What a great player he was, someone that I got to watch and learn from. Aaron Rodgers watched behind Brett Favre. Patrick Mahomes watched behind Alex Smith. So when you have a real pro in front of you, they can help with that learning curve, even though that young quarterback isn't necessarily going out there and losing confidence in what his abilities are. So, you know, ultimately those young players are going to get opportunities. The franchises need those young quarterbacks to come in and take a big step and lead that franchise on into the future.
Right.
I just like to give them a little bit of time to acclimate themselves to the pro game, the pro schedule. I mean, it's a big difference between college football and professional football.
We got about 90 seconds left. Week one is different than it used to be, Tom. Nobody plays in the preseason. Veterans, I mean, these, you know, the Jets and the Niners, some of these older teams, they're not playing anybody. So there could be upsets galore. If you had a lean in Dallas, Cleveland, because there's so many good veteran players in that. We'll circle back for about 90 seconds.
I know.
What do you think that looked like to start?
I think it's a defensive game. I think you got two great defenses. Coach Zimmer is a huge addition to that Dallas defense. They've got a lot of the same players coming back on Dallas's defense. Cleveland does as well. I think both offenses, they're not quite the running games they've had in the past due to some injuries. They've had some offensive line shuffling going around on both teams. So I think it's going to be a little bit more of a passing game. And I don't know if those passing games are quite in midseason form yet with the way that these, CD wasn't in camp. You know, Dak didn't have a lot of looks at that. So again, some of these passing games may take a little time to develop. So I think it's going to be a very good defensive game. Two great coordinators, a couple of the best defensive lines, pass rushers in the NFL going. So I don't think it's a 0-3-0 game, but I don't think it's a high-flying, scoring all over the place game either.
Yeah, last week in week one, I'm always amazed the college kids play so well in week one without preseason. These NFL games week one, there's going to be a huge upset. Veterans don't play, so you don't know what you're getting. You don't.
I think the pro football is a lot more fair than college football. When you see these college football games and you got a directional Tennessee school versus Alabama, there's not much chance that it's tough for those teams to come in and compete against the big dogs. So in the NFL, look, this is as fair as it gets, which is why everyone loves this sport. It's salary cap. It's so many things that, all these teams have the ability to recompromise their roster and deal with them in the best possible way and try to be the best team they could be. It's a
Tom
great battle.
Tom Brady, great seeing you. Good luck. Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. Subscribe here to get the latest from the herd, including exclusive behind-the-scenes videos and more, wherever you may be, however you may be watching. Thanks again for making us part of your day. Hello.